Can you offer some more instructions on sleepiness when it is very strong? I'll just sort of skip over things, because there's many, many ways of dealing with sleepiness or drowsiness, and as I mentioned, one is posture. Another is taking an object of meditation that's very clear, like really clarifying the meditation object, and sometimes it's like giving the mind a bit more work to do, in that if it's too kind of loose or ill-defined, then sort of drowsiness can easily set in. Or because even if you're tired, like physically tired, you can sometimes work through that quite easily by, say, like keeping the eyes open, being very kind of attentive to the breath, using a mantra at the same time. They're all ways of generating energy. So then it helps to overcome that sleepiness. Also, sometimes just if one's doing sitting meditation and it's just continually being overwhelmed, just getting up and doing walking meditation. It's much better. It's harder to fall asleep doing walking meditation, but it's also more fruitful to be doing bringing energy and doing the walking meditation than struggling with the sitting posture with sleepiness and drowsiness. So sometimes it's. You try this, try that, and it's not working. So that just to go and do walking meditation or standing meditation, that's another option. It's not so popular, but the first year that I was a monk, I lived in a monastery that the evening meeting was an hour walking, hour standing, and an hour sitting. That was sort of an hour in each posture, and you find that this standing meditation is really really helpful. Although I remember one monk at Wat Nanachat using standing meditation and still finding it difficult to deal with sleepiness. So he stood in front of a door, quite close by, and of course we're all sitting meditating. He's fallen asleep, hitting his head on the door. Of course, that alleviated the sleepiness as well. So, just a lot of experimenting, actually, with sleepiness is good. But just a lot of finding ways to bring up energy.